Hi, hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from whichever place you are logging in to hear my podcast. So firstly, wishing you and your loved ones a very happy new year 2021. I hope this new year will be much more peaceful, happier and prosperous for you as well as healthier. As we are wrapping up our memories from 2020, which was just not the way that we expected any year ever to be, I thought today's podcast should talk about my thoughts regarding 2020 and the top 5 things that 2020 has taught us. So for those of you who are new here, hi, this is Sirisha Varma, founder chief strategist at Branding My Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. So this is my list that I think these are the top 5 things that 2020 taught us. If you have a separate list, have you ever thought about what 2020 has taught you when it comes to your life, your career, probably your health, etc.? If so, please do leave me a comment or write to me at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com and I would love to hear from you. So let's jump into it. Top 5 things that 2020 has taught us. Number 1, life is more than work, right? So for all of us who were like really busy in our own little world, 2020 just came crashing by. It started as a normal year for most of us, whereas for others in the other part of the world, probably it must have started with lockdowns. But for us in India, the lockdown actually happened in the last week of March 2020. And it just happened. And luckily for me, I have never been to Goa on any vacation. And my husband actually took me to Goa in Feb 2020. Once we were back from the vacation, we had some time. But in March, last week of March was when the lockdown actually happened in India. And it completely changed everything, right? So for all of us who were too busy probably with work, with colleagues of work, with work parties, everything changed when the pandemic came. Offices shut down, businesses shut down, never to open, some of them. When offices shut down, people were really not sure what to do with all that extra time, right? That is when people started to understand that life is more than just work. Probably there are other things that you can do. Create a new hobby. Maybe reach out to old friends. Stay more connected with your family. Because for some of us, we were actually busy. But for some others, work was just a facade, right? So we were just using it as an excuse to stay away from people that we didn't want to stay connected, like family. Oh, family can be sometimes very, very irritating, right? But when all these offices shut down, there was nothing else much for us to do. We couldn't even use that excuse, I have a project deadline, right? So the number one thing that 2020 taught us is life is more than work. Number 2, stability in a job is a myth. Yeah, exactly. There have been some businesses which have shut down for good, and there have been many people who have lost so many jobs, right? So one of the industries that was hugely hit was the airline industry. They just sent their employees away. Probably some of them will get back to work in 2021 when airlines will start flying back again. But some other industries like hospitality, there have been some hotels and resorts which are shut down for good. And their employees, they have to find a new job. So this just did not happen to the lower level of employees, but this also happened to some senior management guys as well. And that is what 2020 has taught us, that if you think you are in a job and your life is set, then I'm so sorry to tell you guys, but that is just a myth. Anything can happen any day. Today it could be pandemic, tomorrow it could be something else, and your life may just turn topsy-turvy. That is the reason I would say we all need to strive to learn different things, to probably update our skills, to probably learn something else, you know, create probably a small side hustle which will start generating that passive income. Of course, so with this, what has happened was 2020 brought a lot of people onto different social media channels, right? People who started not just consuming content, but also creating content. One of those many people, I will have to agree, is me, because I started my YouTube channel in 2020. In March, once I understood that there was this lockdown, things were never going to be the same again, and I have to probably work from home. I might never have an office again. Even if I have an office, probably it would just be a co-working space at this point of time. So I had all this additional time and I had to do something about it, right? So I started a YouTube channel as well. So there could be small steps that you could probably take as well. So that doesn't mean that don't take your career or your job seriously anymore, because this has happened and probably tomorrow something else may happen. But whatever you're doing, commit to it 100%. And if you have a little time, use it for something more productive, right? So point number two was stability in a job is a myth. Point number three, strong fundamentals sustain businesses. I was really surprised when pandemic hit, when lockdown happened, the economy went diving down, and then there were all these big business brands. I still understand if it was a small business would just shut down because they could not just take the expenses anymore. But I have heard about all these big business brands, a Michelin star chef who had a restaurant in New York, which he had to close down, never to open again, because he was not able to sustain all these expenses. And it was not a good rosy picture for me to look at, right? I was just wondering, if you cannot take a downturn for 1 year of your business life, I mean, if you don't have so much operational expenses money with you, then what sort of fundamentals does your business actually have? But there are other businesses which actually thrived through this pandemic, which have come up with new products, of course, in the sanitization era. But still, they thrived. They came up with new ideas. Their team quickly adapted to this new work culture, right? So one of the examples was Cabin Care, which is an Indian company. If you don't know about it, you can look it up. It's an amazing success story. I would also cover it probably in one of my podcasts. So what 2020 has actually taught me is, if you don't have strong fundamentals, then your business will not sustain. It is just not about this pandemic, which is one-off situation, right? Since the years that I have been alive, I have never seen any situation like that. Like this, but it doesn't mean tomorrow something might not come up, right? I was lucky enough that my business sustained this pandemic without incurring too many losses. At this point of time, we are recouping. We are starting to get new clients, so that is a plus. But if you are looking to start a business, or if you are already a business owner, then make sure that you have, you know, a good structure for your business. You have margins. Don't undercut and then try to oversell to your customers, but make sure you have good margins to sustain any other, you know, situation that might come up in the future, right? So step number three, or point number three, is strong fundamentals sustain businesses. Point number four, look inside of you for peace and happiness. Again, this ties back to point number one, where life is more than work, right? So previously, most of us used to use work as one of the excuses. Rather than to look inside, we always used to look outward. So I have known people who were just waiting for the weekend to get out of work and start partying. there was no point partying because there was nothing much happening in their lives to celebrate, but they would just look forward to it, just to veil away time, spend more time outside rather than at home. So this pandemic has really taught all of us to, you know, stay peaceful, look inside of you for that peace and happiness. Think about all of the things that you could probably incorporate in your life. One of the things that I have incorporated in my life is the 5 a.m. club that I have already spoken about in my previous podcast. So it has actually made me much more happier and peaceful. I feel much more grounded now to take up whatever challenges life has to throw at me. Right? So point number 4 is look inside of you for peace and happiness. Point number 5, learning is never ending. So most of us who have probably started our own businesses or settled in a good job, we thought that learning has stopped, right? There is nothing much more for us to learn because what will you do with all of that learning? You're settled for life now, right? But this pandemic has taught us that is a myth, remember? So this pandemic, I have used it to learn much more. I have gone through a lot of audiobooks, listened to so many podcasts of entrepreneurs who have done this successfully before me, who are seeing this phase as a learning curve for themselves. And from their lessons, I have learned a lot. So I would say that my learning probably would never stop. Even after the pandemic, I would still take some time to learn new things and grow much more in my career and in my life, because learning doesn't have to be only career oriented. It could be life oriented as well, right? So if you're learning new things, probably like meditation or, you know, just that 20 minutes of exercise or walking or having a good healthy meal, learning how to cook probably could be one of your hobbies. There have been many people who have taken up crocheting. So I don't know, probably I'll start doing that as well. So that is it, guys. Just to recap, these are the top 5 things that 2020 taught us. As per me, of course, this is my perspective. Life is more than work is point number 1. Point number 2 is stability in a job is a myth. Point number 3, strong fundamentals sustain businesses. Point number 4, look inside of you for peace and happiness. Point number 5, learning is never ending. As always, I loved recording this podcast. I hope you have got some insight into what you could be doing next. If you want to drop me a note, I would love to hear it from you. So please do drop me a note at sirisha@brandingmypixels.com. If you want to talk about your business, also drop me a note at sirisha@brandingmypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingmypixels.com. This new year, there are certain resolutions that I have taken. Probably I'll record it in a separate podcast. But one of the resolutions is to record many more podcasts. And one of the things that I would definitely love to record is the different business case studies, right? So all of us can actually learn from the grit and perseverance of all these businessmen who have been successful, who have come before me, who are still in business now, and probably as an inspiration for those who will come after me as well. So until then, please do take care. I hope you have celebrated 2021 well, and I hope the celebrations keep going on. But the vaccination is still not complete yet, so please be careful, wear masks, maintain social distancing, and I will see you in my next episode of podcast. This is Sirisha Verma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. Bye-bye!